The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Legends.
Royalty.
To the stars. Royalty. We were chatting to Paddy Hulan first. And Paddy, you were telling me that you fight at about, what, 125 pounds?
Yeah, which is 57 kilos. So it's the flyweight division.
Right.
So I've got to lose about the weight of a leg to get there.
So what do you walk around that when you're not fighting?
I walk around about 67 kilos. So about 10 kilo ahead of what I am. And that's my cap. So like, my body doesn't really go over that. My council house jeans keep me down, you know. So but then I cut the weight down, and it takes me about 8 weeks it does to get down to 57 kilos.
So 8 weeks before fight night, what do you do? How do you get that down?
I work at like a few food places that prepare me meals, and then I just take the salt out of me diet, and you could sit here for hours talking.
But do you allow yourself a cappuccino type thing in the morning, or is that all that type of gone?
Well, I'll switch cappuccinos to Americanos, and then all the changes come in, and then every week you kind of lose one more thing going down. So, and then the last week is literally,
you're not eating.
It's rough. No, you're eating, but you're only eating like just you could literally be able to write down on a piece of paper what you're going to eat for the whole week.
So that's incredible.
Knowing that's horrible. Sometimes I wake up and say, not chicken again.
Start walking in the road like that.
You're only short of it.
Ash the Bash is here as well. Ash, you're very welcome to the show.
We'll just grab a mic for you.
Here we go. Jump in there. Is that the same for yourself? Are you 8 weeks out, have to start making weights and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I actually probably have a little bit worse than Paddy, just because being a female, we're obviously designed to carry a little bit more body fat. So I'm not sure. I only know kilos and pounds. So I walk around about 64 kilos, 140 pounds, and then I fight at 115 pounds, which is about 52 kilos. So I have about 12 kilos to get off me when I'm getting down. So like Paddy, you just have to, all the little things disappear, you know, you're down to black coffees and chicken and greens. And actually one of the problems that I came up with this camp, which I thought was kind of funny, was I had to cut down on the protein intake. I was starting to get buff. I was putting on some muscle, so... That was interesting.
So does that mean that like straight after a workout, protein shakes are out the window?
No, not exactly straight after a workout, but I have a cap now on my protein intake for the day of about 110 grams. And obviously that has to be made up somewhere else. So I'm allowed to have carbs again, which is good.
Oh, nice. Now,
so a bag of chips on the way home.
We haven't really set this up very well because on Saturday, October 24th, UFC is going to make its highly anticipated return to Dublin, Ireland. And that is why we have Ash the Bash and the Hooligan in studio with us. So I have to ask you, actually, Ash, just as a female fighter as well, how did you get into it? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening thinking, I'd love to do that and I don't know how I can even go about it.
The progression for me was kind of a natural progression. I started off doing karate when I was a kid, and then after a couple of years doing karate, I was introduced to jiu-jitsu and I fell in love with jiu-jitsu. And at that point, I'd watched a couple of the early UFCs and I was like, oh, this stuff's cool. So, you know, I went on with my dial-up connection. And I had a look to see what was going on in the world. And there was a couple of girls in the States and there was a couple of girls in Europe who were competing in MMA. And at this point, I was maybe 16. So I was like, if there's girls in Europe doing it, you know, I'm all about this. And I just kind of focused on adding a few more tools to my arsenal. You
and
know.
You're from Drimnagh, aren't you? So when you're growing up in Drimnagh and you decide I want to do this, what's your next step? Is there somewhere that like local that you can go, or did you have to kind of go far afield?
For me, I was lucky that my karate instructor had taken on jiu-jitsu and he was getting into MMA, so I trained with him for a couple of years, and then we got to a point where we were at a similar skill level. And he was like, if you want to train, you're going to have to go and train with John Kavanagh and SBG. And he pretty much sent me unwillingly. You know, you kind of get into your comfort zone, you don't want to move. But I went, I was about 17, and I just got started up there, and the rest, as they say, is history. So
for people listening, Ash, can you just give a quick, what obviously MMA and UFC has taken over in the last, especially in Ireland in the last few years, jiu-jitsu, because I've heard so much about it. Actually, a good friend of mine who I've trained with quite a bit, he's an ex-Irish kickboxer, does the jiu-jitsu now. What is jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu is a combination of different, if you can imagine, say, Olympic wrestling and Olympic judo. You know when the takedown happens in judo and they get a big ippon? Well, that can continue in judo, but only for 30 seconds, and they call it niwaza, or the groundwork. So there's things like arm locks, submission holds, choke holds, and that's basically what jiu-jitsu is about. It's about controlling your opponent and using leverage and different techniques to apply some kind of
And it's very disciplined. So if someone taps out, that that's it. You're straight off them. And
that's the universal rule. If somebody taps you, you let them go. That's it. It's completely sporting.
But then with back to you there, Paddy. But then when you bring the UFC into it, you're then mixing that with karate, with boxing, with kickboxing, with all sorts of mixed. That's what MMA is, mixed martial arts.
It's preparing for combat situations. So like anything can happen in boxing. You get knocked down, they tell you to get the step back until he gets back up. But if it was the medieval times and it's a battlefield, that's the way I kind of look at it. You go to that floor, the guys come into the floor after you, so you have to have a plan then to prepare to get back to your feet or to sweep that guy and get on top and get the advantage on him. But some people, they start off as like kickboxers and they train to not go to the floor. And I do hear people say this all the time, I just wouldn't get taken down. And that's 10 years of developing that alone. So every little thing, a section is broken into like jigsaw pieces. So you have to have a plan in every situation that comes your way. And that to me, that's what it is. And jiu-jitsu, like BJJ, which would be Brazilian jiu-jitsu, in the Komodo or the gi, whatever you call it, is the suit that you wear, is it would be a lot more technical than MMA jiu-jitsu, which would be mixed kind of with wrestling and grappling, we would call it.
What does the boxing world think of UFC and MMA? Like, what does Boxing Ireland think of it, or what does the American lads think of MMA?
I'm not really too sure. I don't really look at the views, but if you're willing to change when better facts come your way, well then other people's perception and level matter,
So
if you're like stubborn in your ways and you boxing's better, well then I won't even have that conversation with you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell us about Conor. Obviously you're big mates with Conor McGregor, and he's done so well over the past few years, and there's some news about him this morning. Have you seen some of his quotes back to Joseph Duffy?
I seen some of them, I was reading a little bit on the way in, and like I get great crack out of Conor, I mean, I watch some of the videos and I'm washing my face and I have the video on and I'm just like, I'm laughing my head off in the bathroom, because it's one of our own,
Yeah.
And he's out there, and it's like, to me, Conor's one of them guys that if you're sitting at a bar and you start winding someone up and they take the bait and they get offended by it, and he's kind of, he cops that, and he keeps piling it on, and inside he's laughing, It's just, it's Irish just taking the mick out of people.
Well, Joseph Duffy is obviously an MMA fighter from Ireland, isn't he? He's from Donegal. He beat Conor many moons ago. Do you think he would beat him now?
No, I don't. I think Conor will annihilate him now. I think Conor's a whole new beast, and mental wise, and I think it's good that Conor fights out of Dublin, Ireland. I like Joe. I have respect for him, but he doesn't fight out of Ireland. He doesn't train out of Ireland. He trains out of Canada. And to me, we are homegrown, and we're taking on the whole world from this little teddy bear floating around in the Atlantic. And that's the thing for me.
That's a good way to put it. Well, let's listen to Conor. This is what Conor said when similar questions were asked to him over in the States, I think yesterday, about the Joe Duffy clash again. Would he take it on again? And what did he think? Here's what Conor said.
I'd love to see Duffy climb that rank. Though I think he has it in him, I don't. I think he's a journeyman. When I look at his career, he lost his Cage Warriors lightweight title, the lightweight title that I won. He lost, he was submitted in the fourth round, or in the fourth round. And he filled his shit with excuses. He had a sore hand, or he had this. He quit the sport. He moved country. He changed teams. He was Welsh Joe. Then he's in London Joe. Now he's Canadian Joe. Then he sees my success, and all of a sudden he's Irish Joe. I'd love to see him climb up, and I would KO him stiff, just for the way this is all panned out. But I see him as a journeyman. I don't see him making that climb. But we'll see. It'll be interesting. This is a nice opportunity for him to go and get up there. Let's see how he handles Dustin. Dustin's no slouch. Dustin comes to fight. Dustin is experienced. A lot of people think they can do what I do until it's time to do what I do. It's a completely different animal with all the media obligation, all the stress. It's not just showing up at the gym no more. So I'm interested to see how it goes. I wish him well. If the opportunity presents itself, I will KO him stiff. Or if Dustin comes in and makes a climb, because I know Dustin's looking at it again. Dustin wants another crack as well. So it's an interesting fight.
And Conor McGregor there speaking about fighting.
I feel like Conor could do one of your motivational quotes.
He doesn't need them.
No.
He definitely doesn't need them. Tell us about your fight then coming up, Ash, in the Three Arena. Who are you fighting now on October 24th?
I'm fighting a Brazilian opponent. Her name is Erica Almeida. She's a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. So it's going to be a good matchup for me. I'm really looking forward to it. It's her first time competing outside of Brazil. So I have a feeling the Irish crowd alone are probably going to knock her out before I do. So it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't been home for a while competing, so I'm really looking forward to impressing the Irish fans and showing them what I'm all about. You know, unfortunately, I was in the Ultimate Fighter house last year when UFC Dublin happened, so I didn't get to share the experience with my teammates. So I've kind of flown under a radar a little bit, but after October 24th, everybody's going to know exactly why they call me the First Lady of Irish MMA.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that fighting talk.
What's your friends making when you come home? Because obviously, I presume, like the rest of us, they all have kind of relatively normal jobs. They must be like, jeez, look what Ash is doing. This
they're
is amazing.
They're going, Ash, will you slap the head off her from you? She's annoying me all week since you've been away.
And coppers at the weekend.
Say, no, I only hit people who sign contracts. If you don't sign the contract, you're safe. I guess they're just kind of used to me now. Like, at this point, I've been doing it for pretty much 10 years. So yeah, it's kind of the norm. But definitely people are surprised when I guess speaking to them for the first time. I don't look like a fighter, I'm told a lot. So yeah, I guess some interesting responses. No way! How do you, Asher?
That's like if you kind of get chatted up late at night and someone asks you what you do and you tell them, they must be like, would you go away? You do not.
I usually avoid those conversations, you know, someone tries slapped. To chat you up and then before you know it, you're having an hour long conversation of, ah, McGregor, who do you think McGregor's going to fight next? And you're like, oh, I just you're wanted like,
I should
to
have said
not.
Should have said nothing and walked away.
By the way, that Conor clip I never credited. If you want to watch the video of Conor, go to MMA Junkie. It's all up there as well. Paddy, who are you fighting now in this big October 24th in Dublin?
I'm fighting a guy called Lewis Smokey. He beat an Irish guy, Neil Seary, out in Vegas on the Conor card at that time. So I decided it'd be a bit of crack to drag him back to Dublin and see how he likes it. So after beating an Irish guy and walking into that stadium fighting the hooligan, he's going to melt.
It is great. I was at the last one last year. It was some atmosphere that night, wasn't it?
It was crazy, man. I never felt that like it was. The way I explained it to people, is the atmosphere was like standing beside a speaker. Mm-hmm. You couldn't see it, but you could feel that kind of sound hitting you. It was one of the greatest nights of my life, it was.
Will you get nervous on that night? Or do you not do nerves? Or how's it work?
I don't do nerves. It's like anything. It'd be like if you were going to do a show or whatever. It's not nerves. It's just, it's exciting.
It's adrenaline. It's like you know you're about to do something.
It's the unknown. You know what I mean? You don't know what the other guy is. You've never felt how he moves and things like that. But the minute you start like landing shots and things like that, it's just exciting. You know
I'd imagine as well when you get a good, decent Irish crowd behind you as well, that kind of lifts you to another level as well.
Oh, it's crazy. Well, my last fight was just in Glasgow in Scotland there, and I came out the Celtic Symphony. I was like, I was blessed and walked out the door, and you know what I mean, you might as well mix it up if you're going to do it. I'm all in, you know.
Yeah. Now listen, it's brilliant to have you, and the fight the big night, should I say, is it's October, let me just get it right, October 24th at the Three Arena. Is it sold out? Is there still tickets available?
Tickets are going on sale actually at 12 p.m. tomorrow, so there you go. Right, don't say we didn't.
Who else is on the bill, by the way? Do we know who else is on the bill?
We have our teammate Carl Pendred on the bill.
Oh, Carl, okay. Carl was on the show a while ago, yeah.
Irish guy Neil Seary. And then we have Irish inverted commas Joe Duffy.
He's world.
Joe was on the show a few weeks ago, actually. There'd be a scrap now backstage in the corridor with you lot. Look at that.
You can use cheers in the corridor.
Brilliant, guys. It's brilliant to have you on the show. And hopefully, we'll be there cage side and cheering you all on.
Thanks,
Paddy Hulihan and Ashton Daly. Thank you very much, folks. Thanks for joining us.